This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing Masechet Nedarim Daf Hashavua, Masechet Nedarim Daf Pei Vav. The Gemara's question is: how can a woman say that she asers the hand her masi yadayim? The Mishnah on Pehei Amud Aleph said that if a woman says she'eni oisa al picha, you don't need to annul. She'eni oisa al picha, you don't need to annul. So, what exactly? Why? Because she's meshubet to him. And then the Gemara says, the Mishnah brought other opinions. The Mishnah brought the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that you do need to annul because you might divorce her and she'll be usher. So that seems to indicate adam makdish davar shaloi bala oilam. That's why you need to annul it. And the Gemara asks the steer because Shmuel also said halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan hasandlar. And first, Rava wanted to say, Rabbi Yosef wanted to say that kainamos are different because a person could aser peiros chaveroi olav. You could aser your friend's fruits on you, so maybe you could aser davar shalai bala olam. And the Gemara says that's not a good analogy. And the Gemara says, no, really, ein adam makdish davar shalai bala olam. And the case of the Mishnah is where you said yekadshu yadai la'isehen, because her hands are in the world. So Gemara says, and if she says this, it's effective, but her hands are meshubet to the Baal. So Gemara says, when she says, when I'm divorced, then my hands should be sanctified. So Gemara says, but in the meantime, she's not divorced. Why would it be effective? So Gemara tries something else. Amar Rav Ila, Uma. So Rav Ila said like this. Rav Ila says, Uma ilu oimer lechaveira. Let's say somebody would say to their friend, Sadazu she'ani moichelecha. The field that I'm selling you. Right now, it's my field. I'm selling you the field. This field that I'm selling you, l'chshekechana mimcha tikadesh. When I buy it back from you, it should be hektish. Miloi kitcha, wouldn't it be hektish? In other words, let's say like this. The guy says, you see this field? I'm selling you a piece of real estate now in San Diego, in St. Louis, in Minnesota, and right now it's mine. I'm selling it to you. When I buy it back, it should be hektish. So it's effective because right now I control it. So if I control it now, I could be makdish it for a later point in time. So too, in this case, right now, see, it's not exactly analogous, but right now her hands are in her control. Now, the only thing is, even though right now her hands are in her control, but they're totally meshubed to the Baal. But in some respects, this is an analogous case. Because just like in the case where I own the field now, and I have full control over now, and then afterwards, there's going to be a juncture where I have zero control, so I have full control now, and then later I have no control. The Gemara feels that's analogous to a case where right now, her hands are hers, it's just they're completely meshubed to the Baal. So full now and zero later, being effective is like ownership of the item now, although use of the item, I have no control over. That, the Gemara feels, is analogous to the case of Sadazu Sha'ani Moichelach. And to that, Rav Yirmiyah blows it out of the water. Maskefla Rav Yirmiyah, Midami. Is it similar? It's not similar at all. Now, by the way, who told Rav Ila this would work? Look in the Ran. Hadub Shita Leila Rav Ila Dechaya Gavna Kitcha. This said it's pashas Rav Ila that it would work in such a case. Lav mi masnisin u masnisa shmiyale. He doesn't get it from a Mishnah or a Braisa. Hachi ela svar denavshe kamer. He's saying it out of logic. Devadai Kitcha, that it logically should be holy. Umidami le hachi. Why? What's the comparison? Dinahi devadai svirle the time of the kidsha mipnei sheber shusa hi achshav. Even though the reason is, if he's mekadesh it, it's because right now it's in his rishus. Dahachir kisha macharti lecha. When I sell it to you, iu gufei madulai kidsha. I can't be mekadesh it. Afil hachis svirle the koinam shani oisel apicha lahadamia. The Gemara feels that the case of Koinam Shani Oysel Picha is similar to that case. And the Ran goes on to explain the reason why it's similar is because even though in the case where I sell it to you, at that point in time, it's not in my rishus, right now it's totally in my rishus. That's analogous to a case of where her hands are hers, although they're completely meshubah to somebody else. So the Gemara says, Maskefla Rav Yirmiya. So that's what Rav Ila says. And Rav Yirmiya asks on him, Maskefla Rav Yirmiya, mi dami, is it similar? Sada zo shani marchalacha. This field that I'm selling to you, hashta biyadehi. Right now, it's in my domain, so I could be makdish it now for later when I get it back. Isha, but a woman, biyada lahakdish masyada, could she be makdish or masyadayim? No, because right now, she has no ownership over it. You see, if I have a field that I own right now, and I say it should be hektish for a time later when I buy it back from you, that could work. Because right now you have full ownership over it. But in a situation where a woman says, I'm makdish my hands for their handiwork, for what they produce, she should not be able to do that, even for a later time when she's divorced, because now they're not in her domain at all, because right now she's married. You know what this is analogous to? Halay dami alal amil chaveray. This is only similar to a case where you say to your friend, Sadazusha macharti lecha, the field I sold you last week, Liksheka chedimimcha tiktash. When I buy it back, it should be holy. Mi kitcha, is it holy? Let's say I say like this, I sold you a field last week, and I'm makdish it now for when I buy it back. Of course, that's ineffective, because I have no control over it right now. Likewise, a woman should not be able to say while she's married, I sanctify my hands for what they produce after I'm divorced, because right now the woman has no control over her hands. So the Gemara feels that the case of Kidsha Yadai Lamase Yadayim is more analogous to somebody who says, the field I sold you last week, I'm being makdish it for when I buy it back. So Gemara says, no, we don't feel it's analogous to that case either. This, the case where a woman says, I'm makdish my hands for their handiwork for after I'm divorced, is not analogous to a case where somebody says, the field I sold you last week, I'm makdish it when I buy it back. Maskefla Rav Papa, mi dami. Is it similar? Gabe zvina psika milsayu. By a sale, it's definitive. What does that mean? In the case of a field, it is not effective to say the field that I sold you last week, I'm makdish when I buy it back. It doesn't work because it's definitively in the rishus of the person who bought it. Gabe isha mi psika milsa, but by a woman, is it definitive? What does that mean, is it definitive? Meaning, even though the husband owns her ma'isi adayim, but her hands are hers. What does that mean? What's the Gemara saying? What is it similar to? What does that mean that her hands are hers? Let's see the Ran. The Ran, Maskefla Rav Papa. Mi dami, gabe zvini, psika milsa. Nehi devadei shaper kadachis. It's true, you push it off well. The lekele migmar isha misad. You can't learn out a woman from a field. Misad azush ani moichalacha. From the case of the field I'm selling you now. Delay damyan, kidaka amr, like the Gemara says. But that which you want to prove the other way, that it should not be chal from the case of sadazusha mecharti lecha lesa, buy a field where you already sold it psika milsa. It's already definitive. The gufa the sada upera biadlekeach. The actual field and the fruits are on the hands of the buyer. Mishum hachi lekisha. Therefore, it's not holy. Al gavai isha. You can't say she definitively doesn't have her hands. Her hands are in her rishus. Kima the gufa biadahu ikalamei the kitcha. You can't. This is not analogous. It's not analogous to say. Well, just like if I say the field I sold you last week, I'm being makdish it now for when I buy it back. Of course, that's not effective. The field is not in my domain. It's definitively out of my rishus. But a woman who her hands are hers, it's just there happens to be halacha that what she produces with her hands goes to the husband. Maybe if she's makdish it for a later time when she's divorced, it is effective. So the analogy to a case of sada zusha macharti lecha in the past is not a good analogy. You know what it is analogous to? Halay dami, it's only analogous to elo omer lechaver, someone who says to his friend, sada zusha mishkanti lecha, the field that's in my domain that I gave you as a mashkoin. Meaning, I put it in your rishus until I pay back a loan. Lech sheftanu mimcha tikdash miloy kitsha. Let's say I say, when I redeem it from you, I borrowed $1,000 from you. I didn't pay back yet, so I gave you my watch as a mashkoin. So when I redeem my watch, it should be holy. That is effective, because it's not definitively out of my rishus. It's mine, I just gave it to you as a collateral. So that case, the Gemara feels, would work. So the woman who's makdish her masi yadayim, that maybe should work like a collateral because her hands are in her rishus. Says the Gemara, that is not a good comparison either. Maskef lo Rav Shish Rei Dravidi midami. Is it similar? Sada biyadei leftoi. So the reason why it's effective to be makdish the collateral is because he has the ability to redeem the collateral at any time. But the woman does not have the ability to get herself divorced. She doesn't have the ability to determine. What's she going to do? She's going to burn the chulent on purpose? The guy's going to say, I love it. It's so good. I love inflation. Don't we love inflation? You know, I love burn chulent. There's nothing she could do to get herself divorced. It's not biyada lizgarish. You know what this is like? Let's see the Ran. Maskeflo Rav Shisha Brei D'Ravidi Midami Sadazu Biyada Uftaisu Mishim Hachi Ki Amar Lech Sheftana Mimcha. Therefore, when he says, when I redeem it from you, Takdish, it should be holy, Kidsha. Because he has the ability to redeem it. If I have the ability to do something, it's not like it's lacking. Does a woman have the ability to get divorced? No. Bitmiya. Since she doesn't have the ability for neder to be chal, when she wants, when she says that it should be chal, when I get divorced, it's not chal, because she doesn't have the ability to activate that situation. So it's more similar to, it's not similar to a case where somebody says, I'm sanctifying the field for when I'm able to redeem it, because it's biyadai to redeem it. So what is it similar to? Halay damya. You know what this is similar to? Elohim el chaber, someone who says to his friend, Sadazu shemishkanti l'chala eser shanim. The field that I gave you as a mashkon for 10 years, lich she'eftenu mimcha tikadesh. When I buy it back, when I redeem it, it should be holy. Miloy kitcha, isn't it holy? And in that case, what do we say? It sounds like it would work. So the case is where somebody says, this field, I'm giving you as a mashkon for 10 years. So when I redeem it, it should be holy. So there, in that case, you could buy it back. Look in the Ran, Halay Damya, Pirush Ella E Medamasa, if you want to compare it, Laha, Vade Damya, it would be similar to Omel Chaveroi, Sadazu, Shemishkanti Lachal Eser Shanim, Tikdash. The Kitcha, there it is effective. Even though you don't have the ability to redeem it before 10 years. But you're saying, I'm giving you this field as a mashkon for 10 years, and when I redeem it after 10 years, I'm makdish it. He says right now, the field that I'm giving you as a mashkon for 10 years, I'm makdish it at a later time. So he doesn't have the ability to redeem it sooner, similar to the woman who doesn't have the ability to divorce herself. But his hekdish is effective. So the Gemara says that's not similar at all. Maskifla Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks, "Mi dami? Is it similar?" Hasam kayitz each isha mi ishle kitzusa. There, it's set, meaning after 10 years at least he could get it back. But by the woman, there's no specific set time that she could have the marriage terminated. Says the Ran, Midami Hasam Kayetz, Gabe Sada Ika Kitsutsa. By a field, there is an end. Liftoisa to redeem it, the Hainulachar Shanim Shne Masar Chodesh. I guess it should say 10 years, no? Yeah, the Hagois Maharav Ranchberg changes it to 10 years. Mishamhachi Motzi Makdish Lameyachshav. I could be Makdish now, even though there will be an interim that I can't buy it back, but one day I can get it back. But by a woman, Hachaloi Kayetz, Gabi Isha Lesle Kitsutsa, Deshemalei Tiskarish. Maybe she won't get divorced. Hilkach Dinhu Dulay Lahavi Hektish. Therefore, it should not be Hektish Kimagarsha, even when he divorces her, because she was makdashit while she was still married. So basically, we're up the creek without a paddle. We can't explain the teaching of the Mishnah that says that if a woman says that she's makdash, masa yadav l'oisayen, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you have to annul it because it will be chal when she gets divorced. But how does that make sense? That it will be chal when she gets divorced, but that means adam makdish davar shaloi bala oilam, and it can't be she's makdish her hands, which are ba oilam, because her hands are meshubed, and it can't be lechi megarsha, because right now she's not divorced, and all these other cases, at least right now you have ownership over it, or you could bring about a situation one day where you will have. But the woman who has no control ever to be in her own domain, how could she say, Kitshu Yadav Yadai L'Oisehen? Yeah, that is Daf Peivav Amar Aleph. And we'll see you tomorrow night for Peivav on Beis. Shkayach.
Shkayach. Doesn't the woman have the right to say, I won't take your... What's it called?
Good question. So Dr. Lewis is asking, what do you mean she doesn't have the right? Why doesn't Rav Huna say, she could say, any nizonis v'any oisa. Don't feed me and I won't produce.
She gets to keep it.
And then she gets to keep her ma'asei adam. So the Rishonim say she'll only get to keep the 5 warp threads that she has to work for the husband. But there are other tasks she'll still have to do for him. She'll still have to wash his feet. That she can never get, that, you know, she can never get out of. There are certain tasks that the woman will always have to do, and there's no way to get out of them. She still has to make his bed. She still has to do his laundry. She still has to make cakes for him. With NutraSweet or with other things, but she still has to bake. Those were the days. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Good night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.